Some of the group that made up last year's Freedom Indiana Coalition, including manufacturer Cummins, the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, and the ACLU, have already spoken out against the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA. But Freedom Indiana spokesperson Jennifer Wagner says her group is mobilizing now because RFRA's opposition has lacked a grassroots-level presence.
Boots on the ground, 50,000 Hoosiers who obviously all turned out last year to help us defeat the marriage amendment, and all of whom we hope have an interest in making sure that RFRA doesn't pass this session.
Auburn Republican Senator Dennis Cruz is the author of the RFRA bill, which he says aims to ensure religious liberty. Opponents like Freedom Indiana say it legalizes discrimination, allowing businesses to refuse service to, for instance, same-sex couples. But Cruz says he and others in the Senate have worked carefully on the bill's language.
There are a lot of people that don't like parts of this, and they may try to block it, but I think we're on the right road for success and to have it pass the House and Senate.
The bill will be up for passage Tuesday in the Senate. If approved, it will head to the House. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.